In the next game, Carlton played Williamstown. I was actually surprised with this result. I actually tipped Williamstown in this, but Carlton, to their credit, had a really good win against Williamstown. 8-4-52 to Williamstown 3-5-23. The goal kickers were Vessio kicked 4, Cox 2, Harvey and Vesely singles. And best players for Carlton were Dalton, Payne, Plain, Vessio, Pound, Sarah Hosking and Suzuki. And Williamstown, Whiting kicked 2 and Bruton kicked a single. Best players, Duffin, Mead, Whiting, Malnikas, Chapman and Reed. So it was a very good win by Carlton, and they should be very proud of that result against Williamstown.
Great win, and we have the victorious Carlton coach of the VFLW on the phone now for a chat with us. Shannon McFerrin joins us. Shannon, good evening. Welcome to VFL Rewind, and we appreciate your time.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Well, Shannon, it was a good win on the weekend. It's been a bit of a tough year for the Blues on field, but that win really would lift spirits amongst your group, I'd say.
Yeah, definitely. Look, it's a great reward for effort. The girls have worked really hard over the last few weeks, and we're unfortunate not to get a win against Melbourne Uni. So, yeah, it was really nice to come home with a victory.
G'day, Shannon. It's Lashy speaking.
Hello.
How have you found this is your second or third coaching gig, but obviously your first coaching gig at VFLW level. You previously coached at the St Kilda Sharks, I believe.
Yeah, that's correct.
How have you found this coaching job, considering you work full-time as a teacher and you're also a mum to two young boys and a VFLW coach? How have you juggled all those things?
I'm doing it well so far. Obviously, there's a lot going on and I'm keeping very, very busy. But, look, it's working full-time and obviously being part of Carlton is it's been great, and I'm just trying to find a good balance. But I've really, really enjoyed it at Carlton. They've been fantastic and, you know, the girls have been really good. And I think, you know, we're on this journey together, so the support from the girls and from the club's been really good, and also from my family as well has been fantastic, so that's always a big help.
G'day, Shannon. It's Brad here. Congratulations on the win Saturday. Just one player that I've sort of followed a bit this year in the Carlton VFLW who I haven't noticed hasn't played the last few weeks, Sophie Lee. She was getting some very high numbers early on in the season. Is she injured? Or, is she going to be coming back this year, or is she somebody who's done for the year?
Yeah, no, look, Soph obviously had a really good start to the season, and, you know, due to a few things, she's headed back to South Australia at this point in time. So we're hoping that she'll be back soon. But, yeah, so that's where she is. She's not injured. She was obviously fighting fit and doing really, really well and finding some really good form. So hopefully we can get her back really soon.
You've been, what I've noticed with Carlton in recent, probably the last 4 to 5 weeks, is you've been very active in the list management. You've added Pedersen and Marloof, and you've also had Kerrick, Arnell and Sherlaw leave the club. What's the reason behind that? And did you actually target players like Pedersen and Marloof, or was it just an opportunity to add them onto your list?
Yeah, no, look, they obviously I've worked with Pedersen before at St Kilda, and she approached me, so it was good to get her on board. And, you know, we've had a few girls contact us and obviously want to be a part of Carlton. You know, we've got a good club and a really good culture here, and, you know, we're still developing. So I think that, you know, we're giving our girls plenty of opportunity to be able to develop and grow. And, yeah, you know, some of those girls need that opportunity and have found it here. So they've been really, really good for us, and obviously Danica's played a big role down back and been really consistent and finding some really good form, so she's been good.
And Bree Davies obviously been one of your assistant coaches so far. Is there any chance that she'll make a appearance for the VFL side at the end of the year, or is that knee just be ready to go for the new AFLW season?
I would love Bree to make a comeback in the VFLW, but no, look, she's doing a rehab and obviously wants to get it right for the AFLW season. So she's working through that and obviously plays a really big role in taking our backs as our backline coach since VFL level. So she's doing a fantastic job, and, you know, the girls really love having her around. So still in rehab at the moment, and, you know, she's moving along quite nicely. So it would be nice to have her out there, though, I have to say that.
Darcy Vecchio, she kicked four of the weekend. She was leading goal kicker, and she's also in the top couple for the actual competition. Tell us a little bit about her and her style, because the four goals were really important in getting that win for you.
Yeah, look, Darcy was fantastic on the weekend. She returned to the side after having a bit of a break overseas, and, you know, she's always willing to give 100%, and, you know, even at training tonight, she's out there working really hard and loves to lead by example. And I think a real role model for a lot of the younger girls.
Absolutely.
In our team, and,
yeah,
and also for our older girls, that definitely brings something. And as she did on the weekend, you know, coming back after a few weeks off kicking four goals is fantastic. So she finds good form, you know, each time she plays, which is great.
I see this Sunday you go out to a very, very lovely location, Rams Arena, Craigieburn. It's very nice and warm out there this time of year.
Blowing a gale.
against the Collingwood Football Club, which is coached by another former Shark in Penny Culler. Reid, have you done any research on Collingwood, and has Daniel Harford helped you? Because obviously they are flying at the present minute, and they've really surprised a lot of people. I thought they would have been sort of a middle of a ladder team, but they to still be undefeated at this stage of the year is fantastic.
Yeah, look, it is a good effort by Collingwood to be undefeated, and we played them earlier in the season, and, you know, had a really good first half, and obviously our third quarter probably let us down, and they come out and kick, I think it was four or five goals in that term. So, you know, they're obviously in good touch, and, you know, set up really well. And, you know, I know being part of Collingwood last year, their pre-season, even at VFL, started quite early. So they've had a lot of time to, you know, to work as a team and build, I guess, a game plan around their players. But, look, Penny's doing a great job down there, and hopefully we can, you know, shut down some of their better players on the weekend and, come home with a win.
The next 3 weeks for you, Shan, you've got, because you've got a bye in 4 weeks, but the next 3 weeks are all going to be tough games. There's no such thing as an easy one. Collingwood, Richmond, and then people's talking about going out to Rams Arena. What about the next one? Casey Demons, you play them at Casey at 4 p.m. That is the coldest place on earth at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm telling you now, it'll be freezing. You'll be playing under lights, and if it's raining, it'll be even worse.
Yeah.
You'll need a week off after that.
Yeah, look, I'm not looking forward to the drive to Casey, but, you know, hopefully the win will make it even better.
Yeah, if you have a win, you can just have a great night and also just have that week off the next week.
Yeah, that's right, exactly.
Just one final question before we let you go. Taylor Harris, she's obviously on the Carlton AFL list. Is, I'm pretty sure you probably made inquiries to see if she wants to play a couple of games. Is that something you've probably looked at?
Yeah, look, you know, Taylor comes to been down at training and, you know, doing a few nights here. But as you probably know, Taylor is also doing boxing and really enjoying that as well. So she's having a bit of breakaway, but we definitely would love her to be out there playing for us. So we'll just have to wait and see. Hopefully she gets a call up soon.
Absolutely. Well, good. Well done on the weekend, and for the next few weeks before the bye, let's hope you can get another couple of wins up, Shannon. We really appreciate your time this evening with us on VFL Rewind. Wish you well for the rest of the season.
Thanks so much, guys.
There she is, Shannon McFerrin, the Carlton VFLW coach, and what a great win that was on the weekend.